Utitam tata tamime ishavum vashyashyam dva ayanti nrapanandanam mashihatum shuptas shiram by ashayam cha bhagavan paritum bukshivam stanam pibam Shucho haram ham shvakanam. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Ki. My dear son, you have slept a long time. Now please get up. Your playmates are calling you to play. Since you must be very hungry, please get up and suck my breast and dissipated our lamentation. Aham tayunam dashe hatam mangalate mugata smitam muditam vikshanam ananda bhajam kim vayato sya upunam ashvayam ayam lokam Nitom renam nam srimonin kalam girate. My dear son, I am certainly mostly unfortunate, for I cannot longer see your middle smile. You have closed your eyes forever. I therefore conduct that you have been taken from this planet to another, from which you will not return. My dear son, I cannot longer hear your pleasing voice. 59, text 59. Shri Sukadeva Uvacha Vilapaityam Mritam Putram Iti Sitram Vilapanayi Chitraketu brasham pato mukta kato ruro daha. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, continue, accompanied by his wife, who was thus lamenting for her dead son. King Chitraketu began crying loudly with an open mouth, being greatly aggravated. Text 60. Tayo vilapatom shavrem dapatyom tam amuvratam ruhudu smam naram naryam sharvam Asi Achetanam. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Had the king and queen lamented, all their male and female follow joined them in crying because of the sudden accident. All the citizens of the kingdom were almost unconsciousness. Text 61. Even evam kamsalam apanam nastam samjanam anayakam gyatvagiram namam sri ajagamam janaradam. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. When the great sage Angira understood that the king was almost dead in an ocean of lamentation, he went there with Narada, Sri. Thus, end of the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 6th canto, 14th chapter of the Shrimad Bhagavatam, title King Chitraketu Lamentation. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we are continue to chapter 15. The saintly Narada and Angira instruct King Chitraketu. In this chapter, Angira Sri, along with Narada, consoled Chitraketu as far as possible. Angira and Narada came to relieve the king from excessive lamentation by instructing him about the spiritual significance of life. The great saint Angira and Narada explained that the relationship between father and son is not factual. It is simply a representation of the illusion energy. The relationship did not exist before, nor will it stay in the future. By the arrangement of time, the relationship exists only in the present. One should not lament for temporary relationship. The entire cosmetic manifestation is temporary, although not unreal. It is not factual. By the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything created in the material world is transient. By the temporary arrangement, a father beget a child, or a living entity become the child of a so-called father. This temporary arrangement is made by the Supreme Lord. Neither the father nor the son exist independently. Lamentation. As the king lament to the great sage, he was revealed from his false lamentation. And then he inquired about their identity. The great sage presented who they were and instructed that all suffering are due to the bodily conception of life. Then one understands his spiritual identity and the surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Person, one becomes actually happy when one search for happiness in matter. One must certainly lament for bodily relationship. Self-realization means spiritual realization of one's relation with Krishna. Such relation end one miserly material life. Text 1. Shri Sukadeva Uvasham Uchatu Mrita Kopatin Patitam Mrita Kopanam Shoka Bihu Bibutam Rajanam Bojaya Tahu Sad Ukti Bihim. Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, while King Chitraketu, overcome by lamentation, lied like a dead body outside of the dead body of his son, the two great sages Narada and Angira instructed him about spiritual consciousness as follows. Text 2. Ko yam syat tavam rajendram bhavam yam anusho shanti tvam chasyam kadamam statu puredanim atam param. O king, what relationship does the dead body for which you lament have with you? And what relationship do you have with him? You may say that you are now related as father and son, but do you think this relationship exists before? Does it truly exist now? Will it continue in the future? Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. The instruction given by Narada and Angira Muni are the true spiritual instruction for the illusioned conditioned soul. This world is temporary, but because of our previous karma, we come here and accept bodies, creating temporary relationship in terms of society, friendship, love, nationality, and community, which are all finished at death. Those temporary relationships did not exist in the past, nor will they exist in the future. Therefore, at the present moment, the so-called relationship are illusion. Text number 3. Yata prajanti samyanti sharo shato veganam bulukam samyujante viju jante taya kale kalina bahinam. Translation. O king, has a small particle of sandal sometime came together and are sometimes separated due to the force of waves. The living entity who have accepted material body sometime came together and are sometime separated by the force of time. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. The misunderstanding of the conditioned soul is a bodily conception of life. The body is material, but within the body is the soul. This is spiritual understanding. Unfortunately, one who is ignorant under the spell of material illusion accepts the body to be the self. He cannot understand that the body is matter, like a small particle of sandal. Bodily came together and are separated by the force of time. The people falsely lament for unifications and separations. Unless one knows this, there is no question of happiness. Therefore, in Shrimad Bhagavad Gita 2:13, this is the first instruction given by the Lord. Dehi nom smi yata dehin kaumaram yauvanam yaram tatam dehataram prapti driram tatram namutyanti. Has the bodily embodied soul continually passed in this body from bodyhood to youth to old age? The soul similarly passed into another body at the death. The self-realized soul is known bewildered by such a change. We are not the body. We are spiritual being trapped in the body. Our real interest lies in understanding this simple fact. Then we can make further spiritual progress. Otherwise, if we remain in the bodily conception of life, our miserable material existence will continue forever. Political judgments, social welfare, work, medical assistance, and the other programs we have manufactured for peace and happiness will never endure. We should have to undergo the suffering of material life one after another. Therefore, material life is said to be duktalayam ashashvatam. It is a reservoir. It's the reservoir of miserable condition. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we are trying to understand what Srila Prabhupada has translated for us. He said that the relationship between father and son, Therefore, you see Narada and Angira instructing King Chitraketu and tell him that your relationship between you and your son does not exist and it cannot exist in the future. While we are taking things like I'm from Africa, I'm from Slovenia, I'm from Europe, I'm from America, that is just, it's just a temporary things. At the time of death, those things doesn't exist. They will not give you nationality anymore. They will call you a dead person. But they never change that. They say Slovenia dead. No. They will call you a dead person. They will not say an African dead. No. A dead person. Means our identity, especially, is changing. I found in this chapter, something is touching my heart. What they call lamentation. We are lamenting for so many different kind of things, couple of problems, while we don't understand that the real lamentation is to lament to be a Krishna consciousness. My Lord, I need to be with you. I need to know you. I need to live with you. Those lamentations can make the favorable moment for us because we are just temporary in this. But we can find a lot of people, they are lamenting for different couple of problems. If you get headache, you start lamenting. If social welfare is not working properly, you start lamenting. That's why you see we are completely separated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of our small thinking, small lamentation. Therefore, our lamentation doesn't have a space and time in our life. I remember Prahlad Maharaj was telling Hiranyakashipu, say that. Hiranyakashipu telling Prahlad Maharaj, said, "Hey, you small boy, where do you get this knowledge? Is it someone who's confused your head?" Then Prahlad Maharaj said, "No. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have enemy, and I don't have friends. And I love one thing Prabhupada cut down, say that, when surely you are surrendered to Krishna, everything become dependent to Krishna. Your lamentation, your suffering, it become, you put it in the hands of Krishna, because this is, you see, we abandon everything and just surrender, not lamenting. So many devotees, they have a lot of lamentation. Oh, this temple president didn't do this, didn't do that, didn't do... It's just a human being, because it's just something is manifestation in his body, that is Krishna. But he's not there to done everything. He's not Aishvaryam. He's not Krishna. It's just a temporary living being. So why lamenting? Instead of lamenting, just take the path of Krishna consciousness. Chant, hearing. This is the most important things in this age. Instead of lamenting, because the king Chitraketu was completely lamenting because his son is dead. And they find that the king is completely crying. They say, we cannot stop this person. How to do? Because he's crying, and all the kingdom, the village, people, they become boring. Everyone is crying. They don't know how to start, which one to touch. Then they say, no, we must go and try to enlighten the person. Then they go, they start telling him, they ask him question. So the existence of the son is not there, and either in the future will not be there. So this relationship doesn't have meaning. It's just because it's temporary. Then they tell him, what relationship does the dead body for which you lamenting have with you? The dead body is already died. So there is no relationship between you living and unliving person. So living, where we say living, when we have this breathing, this energy, this speech, this everything we have there, we call us, I'm still living. But when you're dead, all the system is stopping. Then there you are not longer in this material world. We can never see you anymore. We cannot be with you. We cannot shake you anymore. Some people, I remember one place when a person dead, some people, they're afraid even to enter in the house. They say, no, I will see the ghost because he's already died. Mostly, he's dead. But when he was still alive, everyone would say, oh, this is my baby, this is my brother, this is my son, this is that. All is just false identity. He's not your brother. He's not your son. It's just a Krishna manifestation. It's just creation of Krishna. It's not yours. Oh, this is my wife, this is my son, this is that. It's just a temporary things. I think this is in the beginning of this chapter, when we finish the first chapter in 14, this is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness. We are not this body. Means we are not belonging this body. This is not our body, because it's just temporary. You can make it beauty, you can make it whatever you want. But the owner, when you want to stop it, he can stop it in 1 second. So, try to put our lamentation to Krishna. Our lamentation is to chant the holy name. When you are chanting, you are lamenting Krishna. Please, Krishna, please, Krishna. Energy of Krishna. Engage me in your service is a real lamentation. But lamentation about son, wife, children, society, family, is just something. It's temporary. It can take time to waste your time of concentrating in Krishna consciousness. That's where Narada and Angira, they tell King Chitraketu, you must understand that God consciousness, it is the most important. Because what you call son, it doesn't have any relationship with you anymore. And either in the future was not there. So our relationship is with Krishna. Let us creating that relationship with Krishna. Because this relationship with Krishna is eternal. And is blissful. Because in the Brahma Samhita, Krishna, in the first chapter 1, he said that Aishvarya Paramat Krishna Satyanandaya Vigraha. Krishna, who knows as a Govinda, is the supreme personality of Godhead. He doesn't have another origin. Is a primal cause of all causes. So all this manifestation we see, all these things we see, is just a manifestation, it's just a creation of Krishna. So we don't have anything to claim or to lament ours. It's not ours. The owner is there. So the owner wants us to serve him. Do not lament, do not fight, do not disturb. Because this is a real devotion life. Devotion life do not need to lament. Devotion life, your lamentation is to let Krishna make you his devotee. Let you serve Guru and Gauranga. Let associate with Vaishnava. Let serve the Vaishnavas. Don't lament. Because lamentation, society always has this different way of moving. Do not lament. Because you know what you come to do. This is Krishna consciousness. And this point here, they say sometime, you say that here, you say, oh king, as a small particle of sandal, sometime came together and are sometime separate due to the force of wave. The living entity who have accept material body sometime came together and are sometime separate by the force of time. We can be separated by the time. This is the moment you see sometime it's happened, you're gone. And you go. time. As a living entity, sometimes separate due to the time. But in Krishna consciousness, you can never be separated because Krishna gave us this promise. My dear devotee will never be lost. Means that to never be lost, we never be separated with Krishna. But according, if you attach to this material cosmic, any time will be disappointing you. Always disappointment. Always. Always. There is no time we can be with eternity in this material world. Never. It's just always small, short time. Short time. Short time. And those short time is creating a lot of problem, people lamenting and forget their real identity. Our real identity is Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada said. In a matter how you don't have previous qualification, but take this chance of the holy name, the qualification came automatically. You know, in the previous time when Srila Prabhupada was not yet come in the West, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not yet propagating this philosophy, this consciousness to all over the world, it was like a particle system of Hinduism. Means they cannot invite you. They cannot make you to become. They can never tell you about this. Then Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, in the first when he was making commentary, he said that this is not Hinduism. This is not a religion. This is God consciousness. Because each and every living entity, they have God consciousness inside them. Because Krishna says, I stay in each and every living entity inside their heart. And I make a wandering myself. So it's not a particularly sect of a group of people or anything like that. It's not that. This is Krishna consciousness. I'm so grateful. I'm so proud. Sometimes I'm passing the road. I watch left. I watch right. I say, thanks, Krishna, to put me part of you, your association or his devotee. Because when sometime I was working, I find people, they're smoking. They're attached for smokes. They're attaching drinking alcohol. So in that, my job place, I never eat food there. They're cooking nice food. Because I'm working in a big place, you know, it's Hard Rock. They call it Hard Rock. They call it Hard Rock. So everyone is eating, they are enjoying. They find me sometime, I will come with my small bowl, there is a food there. Then one person asks, hey man, this one you are eating, you will get sick. I tell him, maybe you are eating a lot, you will get sick. I see, say, oh no, it's not good, you know. You can get sick, you will get disease, you must eat some meat, you must take some vegetable, mix with things. I say, yes, when you eat meat, you will know what you are getting. You go to hospital every time. I ask, since I start work with you people, I found that you already get leave of work, you know, like 3 times a month. But me, since I start working here, I never get sick. Always I'm working. Then he tell me, okay, so Prabhu, I see that you are wearing the things in your neck. Are you a traditional guy or what? I say, yes, I'm a Krishna consciousness, Vaishnav traditional. So I say, oh, what is that? So I try to explain him. The first things I tell him, you must abandon eat meat. He tell me, what? I cannot do this. This is, you know, is attachment for these material things. It's just a temporary thing. Say, no, I cannot abandon this. I say, why? I say, you know, it's protein. Say, what? Meat is protein. I say, okay. Then he say, but to follow me, you must having those first the things you must try to work on to stop eating blood. You're not a vampire. So I start to make funny. You're not a vampire. Can you eat your son? He said, no. Why? I can't eat blood. I said, yes, even animal is blood inside. I said, oh, it's different. Why is different? So we've been having some 3-4 days of exchanging about meat eating, about illicit sex, about gambling, about intoxication, abstinence. Then he tell me, okay, I can follow you. Especially, it was just a few weeks ago. I tell him, come to Jagannath Theatre in Berlin. He said, okay, I will see. So he asked to my work, I say, okay, let me go to Jagannath Theatre. He said, I want to see. So when he comes there, he see just the deities of Lord Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra. Then he come to me, I was dancing, then he come first. So, you a big man, you are dancing for those statues. What are you think? So I tell him, if just you watch properly the eyes of that deities, you say idols, I think like you will get something good. Then he said, let me see. You are, he called me, I'm sometime funny. He said, yes, I'm sometime funny, but watch. He's just watching, he watched there, I say. Then he tell me, so what? I say, no. Then put this melody. That time is Kadamba Kanana Maharaj was singing. I say, just listening the melody. Just put the melody inside you. Then I continue dance. After a couple of 1 hour, I find the guy behind me is like he's more crazy than me. He's dancing. He forget that he's the one who was saying, no, I cannot dance in front of these idols, man. Then he's just dancing, he's jumping there. So for me now, by my curiosity, I'm watching back. I'm dancing, but now my intention is to watch him. I'm watching. The guy become more crazy. He dance this way, he pull himself this way, he go this way. Then after we finish the rat, you know, to around, then go to the place where we supposed to do the festival or fest. Then he come, he tell me, wow, this is so beautiful. I feel energy. I didn't jump almost. I was having problem of kidney, but I'm jumping. I said, oh, means you feel kidneys disappear. I said, this melody is very incredible, you know. And the Maharaj was another ecstasy of singing. Then I tell him, yes, this is a Krishna consciousness. How do you feel? I said, no, I can come second day in temple. I said, yes, I'm also new here. The address of temple, I don't know it properly. Let me ask. I go to my temple president there. I say, okay, Prabhu, this is a devotee. Can you give him things? So the day I come to work, he's the first person, he tell me, Jai Jagannath. Just enter like this, I say, hey, Prabhu, Jai Jagannath. Then he start telling the people, oh, these people, they have one melody, my friend. It's only one. It's repeated. They don't tired. That melody, if you sit, is changing you completely. Then I come to understand, my realization, I come to understand that everything we have is just temporary. When the sound vibration is entering, it becomes eternal. So that's what you see here in Shrimad Bhagavatam. Narada and Angira, they've been telling Chitraketu, King Chitraketu, that you don't have any relationship between your son and you, because it doesn't exist and it can never exist even in future. And what is existing? What is existing is this Krishna consciousness. Because you cannot touch it, you can feel it, and it can live with you, inside you. It can direct you. That's why you see all the books, they are here, to enlightening us about spiritual progress, about our self-identity, to understand who we are, to understand that our lamentation is not due to our personal needs, but is due to Krishna. We lament to Krishna. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please Krishna, do not let me to fail in Maya. Please Krishna, engage me in your service, please. Let me become your servant. It's a beautiful lamentation. That's why you see in the old songs of Narottam Das Thakur, he tried to lament, Jayali no premadana, koruna prachu. He said, hey no Prabhu kota gilaha. He was lamenting, where is this Gauranga, the greatest dancer? Where is Nityananda? Where is Advaita? Where is all the saintly person? His lamentation is between relationship between Lord and his devotee. So that's a beautiful lamentation. But you are lamenting a son dead. You already born, you know that we born, we grow up, end of that we shall go. Everything is just temporary. So, and these things, everything in our consciousness, everything in our belief is already there. And the manifestation is there.
There is nothing to fabricate. Nothing to fabricate. Always we are fabricating the things, society, welfare, nationality, passports, all those kind of things. Today we have this color of passport. Tomorrow we have a green. Next day we have a yellow. Another time we have a winter. Sometime we have a summer. All those, they are changed. But we never having, in the Krishna consciousness, nothing change. It's eternal. Because Krishna doesn't change. It's Aishwaryam. He never changed. It's Bhagwan Swayam. Doesn't change. We must lament. As Narottam Das Thakur teach us how to lament. And always you see Sada Chikalindi. Isi Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tumbe. Is lamenting to Jagannath. This is the beautiful lamentation. But you are lamenting about food, work, welfare. They are temporary things. Oh, your father. Oh, my father. Love my father so much. Then when he passed away, the government can be changed. Human being can be changed. But Krishna consciousness will never change. Is eternal and eternal. And that is a point at me. I have this confidence inside, personal confidence to say that. Since Krishna promised me in the Bhagavad Gita that my dear devotee will never be lost or will never suffer because we know the true God. So means I don't need time to lament myself. I don't have today. I will get tomorrow. Bhagwan is there himself. Take care. Means you become self-independent. Yeah, I remember Prabhupada was speaking Srila Prabhupada said that everyone is an individual. Spiritual master independent and the disciple, they're always independent. Because spiritual master, even if he tell you this, you want to make it in your own way. So that is it. That is it. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Tai Gaura Sita Premanande.